We're in Siman Kuf Kaf Beis If Beis. Ein nachon lomer tachanun in kodem yulu ratzon. You shouldn't say your additional tefilos before saying yulu ratzon. Ella achar siyum shmona esrei miyad, right after shmona esrei, right away. Yomer yulu ratzon right away. Vim balachzer v'lamro pam acheres achar tachanun mishus biyado. And if you want to say it again at the end of el kainasur, you're allowed to. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends, to say yulu ratzon right away after shmona esrei, before El Kain Etzor, and then to say it again at the end of El Kain Etzor. Now here the Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion about the Tachanunim at the end of Shmon Esrei and about Yulu Ratzon. So first of all, Yulu Ratzon is a very, very special tefillah. First of all, it starts with a Yud and ends with a Yud. And it has 10 letters. It has 10 words. And it has 10 yuds, and it has 42 letters, which corresponds to the length of one of the names of Hashem. And this is a big sod of the tens and the 10 words and the 10 yuds. Oh, therefore, a person should say with a lot of kavana. Now, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Mo'il harbe l'kadlet v'aser v'leo shubreikam. This pasuk, this tefillah, helps a lot that your tefillah should be answered properly. Now the Chai Adam writes, it's proper that a person should daven every day specifically for his own needs and for his parnasa. And you should daven shel yamush haTorah, the Torah should not leave you or your children or your children's children. And that all of your descendants should be ovdei Hashem be'emes. And chas v'shalom, they shouldn't have a psul in your zaro and your descendants down the line. Well, and then the Chai Adam says, and anything that you have in your heart that you need, you should ask Hashem, and if you can't say it in Hebrew, your manner of Balash and Ashkenaz, say it in your own language. We would say it in English. But it should be Mikiros Libo, from the walls of your heart. Oh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're adding all of these tefillos, and you have a choice, we learned earlier you can add things in Shema Koleinu. He said it's better to add these things in El Kain Etzor. V'tov Yosef Likbo Tefillos Al Kol Inyanim HaTzrichim Lo, Achar Shesiyim Kol Hashmona Esrei. Rather than Shema Tefillah. Why? Because you want to be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, which you can answer after Yulu Ratzon. If you add all the things in Shema Koleinu, you're not going to finish Shmona Esrei in time. You're going to be way behind. So in Shema Koleinu, you can add in some major things if you want. When you're davening for your standard things, you daven for every day, put it in El Kain Etzor, and you said Yulu Ratzon right after Shalom, and then you'll be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, like we said, which parts of Kaddish and Kedusha you're allowed to answer. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch then quotes that we say in El Kain Etzor, Aseilu man Shemecha, Aseilu man Yeminecha, Aseilu man Tarasecha, Aseilu man Kedushasecha. If you say those four things, you're Zochet from Kabbal the Panei Ashchina. Those four things, asking Hashem to listen to our tefillos and help us, L'man Shemecha, Yimincha, Tarascha, and Kudush HaSecha, is a very special tefillah. Okay, Siman Kuf Kaf Gimel. Ending Shmon Esrei. You end Shmon Esrei in a very, very respectful, humble way. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Korea, the first thing you do when you're done, this is after you were Ratzon at the end of El Kain Etzor, the first thing you do is you bow. Then, Posea Gimel Psios Le'acharav B'chuya Achas. You take your 3 steps back while you're still bowing. V'yachar shepasa gimel psios ba'odo korea, and after the 3 steps while you're still bowing, yomer osa shalom bimromov, turn to the left, yomer huyasa shalom aleinu, turn to the right, and then bow forward, kevet nifta mirabo, like a servant taking leave of his master. You want to show that you just finished this very special tefillah in front of Hashem, a very close route. Super extra close relationship, and you're leaving the presence of Hashem. Hashem's everywhere, but you're more in Hashem's presence when you're davening Shmona Esrei. So you have to leave in a very, very respectful way, bowing left, right, and center. Why do you bow to the left first? So the Mishnah Berurah says something important. When you're davening, you're supposed to view yourself as if the Shechina is opposite you, and Hashem's right side is, in a sense, more important than his left side. Hashem's right side is Chesed. So you're supposed to bow towards Hashem's stronger side first. So you bow to the left, which is Hashem's right. Oh, why is this so important? Because this reflects the idea that when a person davens Shmoneh Esrei, he's supposed to feel as if he's in front of Hashem. And Hashem is right there. Every time you say the word Ata, saying you, Hashem, Rav Twersky Shlita adds on, every time you say a verb in second person, you're also talking about Hashem directly. Oh. So that's how you end Shmoneh Esrei. Continue. The Ramah says, right after you take your three steps back, you say the Yi Ratzon, that Hashem should build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because our tefillah is in the place of the Karbanos. So after we finish davening, we say, Hashem, please, give us back the Beis HaMikdash so we can do the Avodah Mamish, the real Avodah, not just the replacement Shmoneh Esrei. We want to do the real davening, the real Avodah, the avoda of the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Good. Now, so now you take your three steps back and you bowed left, right, and center. Now, you don't take your three steps forward right away. B'makom shekalu psios yamod. Stay there. Don't return right away. If you return right away, you're showing it wasn't so significant, the whole davening in front of Hashem. You have to show you just finished something very special, and you're leaving the extra special closeness of Hashem. And to show that this was a very special event, davening in front of Hashem, Shmoneh Esrei, you don't return right away. You wait before you re-enter regular life. What do you wait for? So there are three possibilities. The best is, the Shulchan Aruch says, you wait until the Shir Tzibur gets to Kedusha. Why? Because that's the next part of davening. So you're taking three steps forward in order to daven again. So that's the ideal. You wait until the Chazan gets to Kedusha. At least, the Shulchan Aruch says, Asher Yaskel Shir Tzibur Misavu Koram. At least wait to the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz. Again, that's the next part of davening. Now, really, you're supposed to wait till Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah says that on the Yomim Noraim, when it's a long time till Kedusha, it could be an hour till Kedusha, there, l'chatchila, you're allowed just to go back when the Chazan starts Chazaras Hashatz. Oh. Now, what if you're davening by yourself? What about the Shir Tzibur himself? So the Ramah says you should wait K'neiluch Dalet Amos. Wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, a few seconds, before you take your three steps forward. Now, the truth is, all of us do this automatically. Since we say the Yi Ratzon, Shebana Beis HaMikdash, that already takes a few seconds. So a person takes three steps back, says the Yiratzon, that takes a few seconds, and then when you're davening by yourself, you can take three steps forward, and shul, wait for Kedusha, or at least till the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz. It's a good idea to wait anyway, even if you don't have to show that you're ending Shmoneh Esrei, something very special. Now, some people have a custom that when they finished Shmoneh Esrei, and they take three steps back and three steps forward, they go up off their heels. You know, like during Kedusha. They go up one or two times. They go up three times. There's no source for that. It doesn't exist. There's no need to do that when you finish Shmoneh Esrei. It's made up. Taka, where does it come from? It comes from here. Since the Shulchan Aruch says that the best thing you should do is to wait until Kedusha to take the three steps forward. So people will take three steps forward and right away start Kedusha. Well, so people got the mistaken impression that you're, and in Kedusha, you go up off your heels. So people got the mistaken impression that when you end Shmoneh Esrei, you go up on your toes off your heels, but it's not true. The reason why a person does that is because he's starting Kedusha. He's answering Kedusha. Oh, so that's Siman Kuf Gaf Gimel, the beginning of Sifa Aleph and Beis. We'll stop here.